Starting another brand new hour of the Steve Guerra Show, coming to you live from Studio G right here in the heart of America. I'm Steve Guerra, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, willing to tell you the truth when nobody else will. I'm going to be brutally honest. God bless America. Let's roll on this Tuesday. Here are three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, Donald Trump issues a statement on abortion, and it could have an impact on the election this year. We'll hear from him coming up and let you decide. Number two, the Pope issues a scathing rebuke of transgender ideology on the same day that more than 300 colleges say men will not be allowed to compete in women's sports, period. Man, that whole woke thing had a pretty bad day, didn't it? Yeah. And number three, well, thankfully we survived the end of the world, the apocalypse, yesterday. Total eclipse witnessed by millions from the South Pacific across the United States into Canada was fascinating, but the whole conspiracy theory, of course, came up empty again, as those things always do. Don't worry, God will be along on his timetable, not ours. So while God is deciding when that may be, let's turn our attention to Joe Biden, Democrats, and those running this country that do not believe laws apply to them. And when it comes to the laws in this country in general, they will decide which ones apply and which ones don't. You see, it's up to them. They're higher. They stand above the law. They will not consult Congress, and they will thumb their collective noses at anyone who raises their voice in objection. You see, Joe and his minions will apparently do whatever they want and whatever they want. And they do not care about you or what you might think about any of it. I mean, they're in hot pursuit of a one-party system here in America. And they're so power-hungry, they can taste it. They'll not let anything get in their way. Let's start with a new proclamation by Joe Biden, happened in Wisconsin yesterday, that he's going to forgive billions of dollars in student loans again, and he doesn't care that it's already been struck down by the United States Supreme Court. Doesn't matter. Strangely enough, it was the woman who is just one faint heartbeat away from sitting in the big chair that did a better job explaining how this is apparently going to work. Yeah, buying votes with your money, giving the Supreme Court the finger. Listen.
The loans will be completely forgiven, regardless of your income and even if you did not graduate. So I'm going to repeat that. If you've paid undergraduate loans for more than 20 years or graduate loans for more than 25 years, those loans will be completely forgiven regardless of your income and even if you did not graduate. And forgiveness will be automatic for the vast majority of the 25 million people that we believe will benefit from this approach.
I want you to understand exactly what you just heard. Regardless of income, whether or not you graduated, doesn't matter. We're going to forgive your money. I want you to understand exactly what old Kamala said right there. She wants you and me to pick up the bill for student loans for people that make more money than we do. Yeah, it doesn't matter how much money you make. These people make more money than we do, some of them. Doesn't matter if you're a high-priced lawyer or a surgeon or a businessman. If you still have student loans hanging around, the American taxpayers are going to grab that bill for you. Congratulations. If you're an electrician, plumber, a carpenter, or work on the line at General Motors and never went to college, yeah, that doesn't matter either. Joe is sending the working men and women of America the bill for the kids that were lucky enough to go to college, and it doesn't matter if you made it out. Even if you went off to college, got drunk, and flunked out, hey, no problem. The American taxpayers are picking up your tab, so maybe you'll get more drinks. Huh? How do you like that? If you got kicked out of college for bad behavior and you still owe money, great news. American taxpayers are picking up the tab for you, too. It doesn't matter. And I mean, ain't this great? It just doesn't matter who you are. Joe Biden and the Democrats want to buy your vote with other people's money. My money. My money and your money. And remember, the Supreme Court said this was unconstitutional and nobody in the administration cares. Like I said, they will do whatever they want. They'll do whatever it takes. But I did notice something weird about all of this on Monday. Maybe you noticed this too, but probably not. You see, Joe Biden served through about 14 minutes before giving away money to buy votes. But here's what's important to know. Not a single network, not MSDNC or Chicken Noodle News covered his remarks at all. None of them. Here's a bit of it.
Tens of millions of people's debt was literally about to get canceled. But then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us. And the Supreme Court blocked us. But that didn't stop us. No, I mean it sincerely. We continue to find alternatives past to reduce student debt payments.
Isn't it nice to know that as a taxpayer in the United States of America, you are now a special interest group? Pushback from special interest groups on forgiving billions and billions of dollars that, by the way, we don't have. And you're not paying them off. You're just converting that debt from individuals to me. Not 1 minute of coverage on MSDNC or Chicken Little Nose. Not 1 minute. Why is that? Makes me think they know this is not a popular idea beyond those folks getting their neighbors to pay their bills. They like it. Their neighbors don't. Remember when Nancy told the truth about student loan debt? I want a little walk down memory lane. I want a little reminder here. When the truth was actually told by Nancy Pelosi, just one time anyhow, listen.
People think that the president of the United States, is this more on the subject than you ever want to know? Will you let me know? People think that the president of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
That has to be an act of Congress. He does not have that power. Well, gee, Nancy, you were right about that. Not something Joe Biden or any president has the power to do. Only an act of Congress can transfer billions of dollars in debt from individuals to us, the taxpayers. Of course, the lawlessness on student loans is predictable. I mean, the Democrats have to buy votes where they can and manufacture them where they can as well, which, of course, is why the border remains wide open, speaking of lawlessness. And illegals are getting dumped into certain zip codes. Lawlessness. You have to buy votes here. Manufacture votes over here. It's all true. Congressman Ronnie Jackson of Texas slamming Democrats for dumping hundreds of thousands of illegals in specific places in this country with the obvious intention of stealing an election, impacting the outcome of the upcoming election. That's the only intention possible. Listen.
326,000 illegal migrants were flown directly to Miami with no advance notice to the governor.
Well, Maria, that tells you all you need to know about whether Joe Biden actually wants to shut down the border. He doesn't want to shut down the border. This is all by design. We've been saying this since the beginning, and that proves it right there. You know, if we shut our border down in Texas, which we're working hard to do that with our DPS and our National Guard, we are shutting our border down in Texas. It's going elsewhere. But if other states try to do that, he's just going to fly them in. I mean, he wants these migrants to come here. There's a reason behind all of this. You know, whether they think they're going to get them registered to vote, or they think it's going to affect the census or the number of electoral votes that they're going to get in certain states. This is by design, and I think that, you know, it's unbelievable that he's getting away with this.
Yeah, it's not unbelievable. It's all by design. He's exactly right. I'm going to tie some of these things together for you when we get back. I'm going to tie together the open border, tie together the student loan deal, tie together, because it all comes with one common denominator. How to steal the election of November 2024. How do they get their hands on the election of 2024? Maybe they can convert some of those student loan buyouts to votes. They certainly hope they can turn illegal aliens into votes. What else are they willing to do? The answer? Whatever it takes. By any means necessary. That's where they are in this. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment. This is the Steve Griffith Show. Good to see you. Relief, your America First CBD brand, invites you to come experience the incredible benefits of CBD. But here's the scoop, folks. CBD is not marijuana. It comes from hemp, which has the highest concentration of CBD. Hemp's been around for centuries, and it won't get you high. People use CBD to manage pain, stress, anxiety, and to help them sleep. It's also great for pets, trust me on that. CBD is here to help. The best CBD comes from PatriotsRelief.com. PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Promo code Gruber for 40% off.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement. The thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.